Razzballers, what's up? It's Nick, and we're doing another guerrilla-style podcast, this time from actually inside my closet. I'm not even joking. And we had a couple of issues this morning, so Gray is not able to join us, but I got the second best thing, especially if you're a single girl in the D.C. or Baltimore area. Jay Wrong joins us this week on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. Jay Wrong, what is up?
Nothing much. When you say gorilla style, I thought you were about to say you're a nom or something.
No, dude, nothing like that, man. No, you know what? It's been funny because the last 2 weeks we did the podcast, I was in hotel rooms. This week, I really am doing it in my closet. But I met today with the audiovisual people again. And when we start on May 1st, we are going to have like a set, like a real set. So not only when we're on the road will it be really cool, but we're going to have like real top quality gear. Everyone's going to sound great. So we appreciate for the hardcores who've been listening through on this, shall we say, slightly not the best audio quality podcast. What do you think about that, Jay?
I don't know. I have to say, if what's coming is any taste of the fact that we upgraded technologically like 60 years by giving Gray a landline, then I'm excited about things that are coming.
So listen, man, we're going to get right into the baseball. Although if you guys also like fantasy football, get used to Jay and I, because this is going to be the team for football season, especially on the tour. But I don't want to get in trouble with the baseball guys. So let us get right to the baseball, fantasy baseball, the softball. Now we'll stick to fantasy baseball. So, Mr. Wrong, if that is your real name, which I somewhat doubt.
It might be.
So, here's the first question I got for you today. This Giancarlo Stanton, this fella, he's got 47 home runs and like a billion RBIs through the first 3 weeks of the season. Can you remind me again why we weren't drafting him in the first round this year?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the year that I don't own him, he starts off like this. I mean, there were a few reasons. He's only played more than 123 games once in his career, and that was, I think, about three seasons ago. And he hasn't eclipsed that mark in two seasons. And while, you know, everyone may not be privy to those numbers, I think they had kind of a sense that he had not been with us for complete years, for quite a while.
He had not been with us?
Yeah, he had not been with us.
Was he semi-dead or just felt that way?
It felt that way, definitely. I mean, it's just, and speaking of dead too, I mean, another part is the lineup. I mean, the lineup is just atrocious. Now, I mean, personally, I'm not big on the idea of protection or lineup. I don't think it affects players that much. I mean, because in 2012, his last good season, he had Logan Morrison and Gabby Sanchez behind him, and, you know, that's pretty much nothing. Then this year, he has Garrett Jones and Casey McGahee, and which is even worse. But, you know, a lot of people probably at the beginning of the year looked at that lineup and was pretty discouraged. And then, you know, you just kind of look at the fact that when you paid for Stanton in the last couple of years, you've paid first-round prices. And I think people just got sick of it. I know I got sick of it. I didn't want any part of him this year. And when you see him falling in the late second round, I've seen him fall in the third round. I mean, that's value. And he's so far, he's doing well. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, he is injury prone. I mean, it may not be like the big injuries, kind of like what Kemp is known for, but if he's missing 30 games a season, that may take a dent out of his numbers.
It's because he's the size of a moose. I mean, when you're a big guy, you stub your toe every 3 seconds. It's not easy being large.
Yeah, I mean, you would know better than I. I mean, I'm probably average, but I know you are a behemoth of a man, so.
That's what the girls say. I wish they said that. Okay, so Stanton, I mean, obviously, you're not trading him if you have him. You're not trading for him if you don't have him because of what he'd cost. So I guess we're just going to kind of look at him in awe and hope that he finally has that breakout season and becomes, you know, the first round talent that he could be, because he's a very exciting player to watch. So just as a fan of the game and as a guy who tracks a lot of different games, I'm excited to see Stanton off to a great start. But I mean, that's pretty much where we're at, right? You're not going to get him. You're not selling him. We're just kind of holding here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd hold because he has that potential, but if you get blown away by an offer, of course, check it out. But yeah, I think there's an outlier season for him where he could hit 50 plus bombs. I mean, he has that 80 raw power. So if you have him this year, he could, what if he does what Chris Davis does? Then you've basically, won your league in probably 75% of the cases, unless the rest of your team totally, goes bonkers or bombs out. So yeah, I would probably hold.
All right. So apparently Miggy and Prince can't quit each other because they've both been terrible since they've been separated. Are you worried that either one might be hiding injuries, or in Prince's case, maybe a vegan turkey leg under his jersey?
Yeah, talk about line of protection in this case. I mean, when you had Prince Fielder batting in front of Miggy at the beginning, before the season on the depth charts and the lineup cards, look at that feeding frenzy toss. Like I saw Prince Fielder go in the first round. With Prince, you always have to worry about big men who depend on power.
Which Prince? The
We
singer?
all remember the demise.
Sorry, I was gonna say which Prince?
Yeah,
The
well, Prince
artist?
is not.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll go with Prince Fielder. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, look at the demise of Mo Vaughn, and in
Mo
this case, Prince
Vaughn.
Fielder could actually eat Mo Vaughn, I just, but it's hard to say that he can disappear this quickly. Looking at his numbers, his rates look okay. His bat to ball and plate discipline data are pretty much crazy right now. I think they'll regress. I mean, one thing you have to remember, especially with Miggy too, I mean, we're only 16 games in. It'll probably be 17 games, I think, tomorrow. And if you go back, and I actually did research this, proving that once in a while I do research something for this, in, I believe, the first half of September, Miggy hit 229 with 0 home runs and 3 RBIs. Now, when that happens in September, you really don't notice. But if it happens at the end of the season, it becomes, that much more magnified. So I think you got away with known commodities like these guys.
I'm not worried about it. I think they're both going to return first round value. You know, th this year I picked Miggy over Trout whenever I had the first overall pick. I was huge on Prince Fielder. I got him on almost every team I have. I'm not giving up, but I think my question here, or you know, my thought process is, I just hope they're not hiding injuries. I haven't read anything on either one. It's been cold up in Detroit thus far, but it hasn't been in Texas. So I'm just hoping that either one isn't stat or hiding an injury. I think they're both good buy lows. Let me ask you this. If you had Stanton, would you trade Stanton for Miggy right now?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, totally. Me
okay
too.
no hesitation yeah
Yeah, I saw that. There was no hesitation. So when I was out in Denver a couple weeks ago, I got to go to a Rockies game, which is awesome. Coors Field is wicked. And Charlie Blackman was playing in right field. Now, this guy's really interesting to me because his ownership's gone up a ton in the last couple weeks because he's been, you know, ripping the leather off the ball, but he's still only 78% owned. This guy's always hit for average in the minors, and he did so too last year when the Rockies called him up in about 240-ish at bats. He hit over 300. This year, right now, he's hitting 400, which is not obviously going to continue. But the guy's always hit for average. Plus, he's got 5 steals. What do you think his stat line looks at the end of the season?
If I get dreamy, I could probably see a 10-20 year in there. I mean, see, the thing is, if he keeps his K percentage low, which, because in the previous season, his career is something like 20%. He's dropped that down to 7% or 6.7, something like that. And then his K rate is around 5%. Now, those two numbers match kind of what Ichiro used to do, you know, just relying on contact and high BABIP to kind of drive those stats. And, you know, I'm not saying he's the next Ichiro, but if you believe that he can keep his K rate depressed like that, which, you know, could be possible, he had this new approach in spring training. Yeah, he could be like a poor man Desmond Jennings, maybe a little Austin Jackson thrown in there for measure. But yeah, I could see that, definitely.
All right, but you're riding him right now while he's hitting 400, obviously.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, you gotta love the environment he hits in. I mean, Coors Field isn't what it used to be, but you know, you definitely get a little bonus in there.
All right, let's talk a little pitching. Please tell me the orangutan's hot start is just a mirage, so we don't need to pick this guy up. I mean, this guy hasn't
rediscovered how to
pitch, right?
Yeah, next question. We don't pick him up. No, I mean, you know what? His velocity has ticked up a bit, and, you know, it's been noted that. But you have to look at other stuff, too. I mean, his walk rate has doubled, and he's yet to give up a home run. I mean, tell me those things mix well. They just don't, you know? So I would run far away. It's like the Heath Ledger biopic, you know? It's just the ending is not going to be pretty.
You know, contractually, I have to get Aaron Harang's name into one podcast per year. So I just knocked it off the list. Hey,
contract. Who signed that contract?
You know what? Apparently, I'm not very good at signing contracts. So let me ask you a question. How many leagues do you commission, Jay?
Well, I hosted 8 RCLs this season. Actually, 9 RCLs, 8 for the public. Gray kind of guilted me into that because he said people want to face people who they like reading. And so I just figured it would be, you know, 8 full leagues of my mother. But people enjoy wanting to take me down. And then I have the Writers League, which I hosted. And then I'm in Gray's RCL 1, which is Friends and Family League. And then I'm in the league that you created, which, you know, requires a calculus, a major in calculus to figure out the constitution and the keeper rates and whatnot. And all right. So Rudy, of course, should be running away with that league. And I have 3 personal leagues I'm in. So
all right.
Quite a lot.
Here's where I was going, Jay. And you know what? I love that you did your research today. But where I was going is the biggest pain in the ass of being a commissioner is what? Collecting league fees, right? Seriously.
Right, I have that. It was on the tip of
your tongue. I know, it was on the tip of your tongue. So, guys, if you're still trying to collect league fees or if you haven't started yet, go to sportsvault.net. This is the bomb. There is no fee. They don't charge fees like other companies do for this to deposit or withdraw your funds. It is bank-level security, and it's so easy. You simply share your league URL via email or message board. Boom, you're working with sportsvault.net. So why wouldn't you lock up your league fees for free? I mean, it's just, you know what that is, Jay? That's called logic.
It is. Actually, I should note that one of my private leagues with my friends that are out of state, we're actually moving to that website next year to secure our funds, just so, you know.
Absolutely. All right.
So it works. Do it.
Do it. Okay. Throw another question at you here. Some pitchers that some guys were high on. You know, I got Tanaka in a couple of leagues. I didn't everywhere because, you know, there was a lot of hype around him. I got Johnny Cueto in a ton of leagues. And a guy I didn't get anywhere, but I wish I had, was Cashner. So all 3 guys, Tanaka, Cueto, and Cashner, off to great starts this year. I'll say this about Cueto. Everyone's like, oh, he's injury prone. No, you know what? He got hurt, a couple of years ago, but other than that, look at the previous 4 years. He started, you know, all his regular starts in rotation. Same thing. Everyone said Cashner was injury prone. Well, he's chucking the ball pretty well right now. Which of these guys, if you could pick one of Tanaka, Cueto, or Cashner, who would you rather own for the rest of this season?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a flip of the coin between Cashner and Tanaka. And, you know, in most cases, my Padres homerism would kind of tip the balance here. But I'm actually going Tanaka here. I like what I've seen. Obviously, a small sample size. But what we heard going into the season was just his crazy splitter. I mean, it is a work of art. He can control it. I think I remember seeing something where he throws as many balls out of the zone and gets as many swinging strikes as Felix Hernandez. Now, if you're getting comped to Felix Hernandez, I think you're going to be okay, no matter what division, no matter what league you're pitching in. Also, what tips the scales too is, again, with Cueto and Cashner, it's health. It's a little bit of health, because these two guys aren't really known as a bastion of, you know, of healthiness, I guess, if we want to tag on it. They're DL prone. And of course, Cashner had his first full healthy season last year. So while I like what Cashner has done this year, I believe that he has that ace ability. He really does. I'm going with Tanaka right now.
You know what? Let's spin off that. I might take Cueto. Just, I've always been a Cueto guy. I like that lineup. I know it's not a good pitcher's park, but I don't know. I really like Johnny Cueto. I like how he's throwing the ball. But let me ask you, Jay, who's your favorite pitcher to watch these days? I mean, if you were going to sit down and watch a game just to watch someone throw, you know, pitch a baseball game, who would you watch?
It's actually, it's Hernandez and Darvish. Those are the two guys I watch every single game. In fact, the other night when they faced off against each other, I did not need Pornhub at all. I just watched that. So,
hey, you know what this show needs? A good porn sponsor.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, my goodness.
Actually, you know what? Someone should do like a fantasy baseball themed porno. All right. I just...
Well, you're the one getting the equipment, so I think that's all on you, man.
No, Gray wants me to come down to like the Valley in California and, you know, shoot some porn, but I don't know. It just doesn't interest me shooting it.
They passed some condom laws over there. It should be great. Should be safe. Should be fun. I am on the first flight over there if that happens. Let me tell you that.
All right. Well, hey, you're going to be flying out to join me on the fantasy football tour. Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about that on baseball. Okay. Devin Mesoraco, people forget, like a couple years ago, this guy was the top, arguably the top hitting prospect, but he never got a shot under Dusty Baker. Now he's raking. I mean, he is on fuego right now, and he's less than 50% owned. Are you buying this? Is he just hot, or are we finally, look, he's not going to hit, you know, almost five, or he's over 500 right now. Are you buying Devin Mesoraco as a breakout fantasy catcher, or is this just... you know, someone who's seen the ball real well right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's obviously not going to be, you know, this good, but I am buying. I mean, the thing is, we don't know where he's going to level out, but I think wherever he levels out, it'll be better than what we expected, just because, or better than what he's put up, because when he was a prospect, his ceiling was basically Willian Rosario. You know, that was who he was supposed to be. So, I mean, if you're a team that has, say, maybe Evan Gaitis or maybe a Yan Gomes, you know, some of these kind of fringe guys who give you power, yeah, you know, I'd be buying right now. I'd replace those guys and see where he takes me, definitely.
Or you take it to Cincinnati, maybe to Skyline Chili for some three-way.
Oh, my God, Skyline Chili is terrible. It's like what a retarded kid would make at home ed.
Okay. First of all, I wouldn't knock Skyline Chili. We are going through Cincinnati on the tour. Okay. First thing.
Oh, I've made, you know, it's terrible, man. Oh, that isn't even chili. It's what is it? It's spaghetti noodles with cheese and ketchup, right?
Something like that. All right, listen, I'm in a league this year. It's actually the RCL Experts League, the Razzball Experts League, which I should not be in. However, again, I'm contractually obligated. This is the last time I let you negotiate. Actually, I let LT negotiate my contract. That's the problem. If you're in a league with a cap on starts, okay, so I'm just talking in theory here, but if you're in a league with a cap on starts, could you, in theory, bang through the starts early and then trade your pitchers for bats?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I was faced with this dilemma last season in the Writers League. And you'll remember this because I actually traded you Yu Darvish and something else for Ian Kinsler and something else, you know, because I had Rue, I had Gio Gonzalez. I had Strasburg, I think. So I had all these pitchers, starters, and it was midway through the season. I banked all these starts, and I was like over the limit by like 80 starts or something egregious, you know. So I contacted you, and you know, we made this trade, and then I finished in eighth place. So you know, I'm not. It might have been personnel decisions, but I, you know, with this strategy, you run the risk of kind of trying to rush everything at the beginning. I would just go with the flow, you know? I mean, that's what I would do. But Nick, honestly, you shouldn't ask me because I'm this league that we're in, the experts, you know, the friends and family league. If you notice my roster, it doesn't have a single starter in it.
Yeah. What's the deal with that? What's your strategy here? Because so this is the league with, I mean, really, this is some really good people. Dalton Daldon is in it. It's got some of the Razzball guys. It's got Kerry from Masterball. So what's the deal here with no starting pitching? I mean, what are you trying to accomplish? Because you're in ninth.
Yeah. I think I was doing it out of spite because Gray picked a draft time that is not proper for drinking. So that was probably a big reason. But no, you know, every time I felt like taking a starter, it was like, okay, do I want Tim Lincecum or do I want Cole Calhoun, you know? And it's just like, well, I want Calhoun. And then it just turns out that happened about 28 times. So I just figured that maybe I'd stream. Interesting story. Gray called me the other day and he's just like, dude, you know that there's a minimum innings limit. You gotta maybe have some starters. And I was like, oh no, I totally knew that. I knew that. Don't worry about it. I'm good. And then probably didn't look good because after that phone call, I picked up three starters and put them on my bench. So, you know. So we'll just call it a strategy. I think I just, you know, I didn't want any starting pitchers in the league the way it was going. It's just, you know, you're drafting with so many guys who know what's up. And I really wanted my targets. And all the targets I wanted, I just focused on offense. So it's probably not something I really wanted to do, but and the dividends are not paying off, obviously. So, more of the story, do drafts while you're drinking.
Hey, speaking of drinking while you're doing drafts and being forced to use great tools like what's over at Razzball, have you, like, Rudy's just pumping out tools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's doing some great stuff. If people follow the RCL post that we do every Tuesday, he's basically creating using the RCLs as a lab. He's got 1,000 teams to play with, and I just I'll be amazed at what he comes out next year. I mean, it'll probably, like, have you seen the trailers for Transcendence?
Where I was Johnny gonna Depp? Say that.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically Rudy. I think. I mean, he's gonna be upgraded into a computer, and he's gonna, you know, lose the need for sleep, sex, and food, and become like a whole new. And he's just going to speak to us in cosines and derivatives. You know, we'll have no idea what's going on. He's basically going to take over the world. So I guess what I'm saying is he's basically the next Google.
Okay, look, because obviously we talk about the Streaminator a lot. We talk about the Hittertron. But the Hittertron, guys, if you don't use this tool, you want to, because the Hittertron is today's games. It's got tomorrow's games. It's got the next week for daily and the next week for weekly, okay? There's also a fantasy baseball buy sell tool. You can get all the lineups happening for the day in baseball under today's lineups. There's today's batter versus pitcher matchups. There's stolen base rates versus starting pitchers. So if you're trying to stream some steals, there's BABIP versus average comparison. There's FIP versus ERA comparison. And of course, there's the platoony tunes for platoons. I mean, really, if you want to win your league, you just need to learn how to mess around with those tools a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on the risk of this turning into a circle jerk, I should say that any tools that ESPN or Yahoo or that Rotographs provides to people, we actually give you more options, or we give you tools that don't exist. So, I mean, obviously, we're probably preaching to the choir, but if you have a friend that doesn't know about Razzball, let them know about these tools. Rudy works hard for this. You know, he gets locked in his basement, or what I basically call the Matrix. And you need to check this stuff out. It's really great stuff.
All right. Another thing you got to check out is DraftKings.com. If you love daily fantasy, and if you haven't signed up yet, DraftKings has exclusive first-time depositor offers There are free to enter fantasy contests for real cash, and April 25th is the $400,000 sweet spot contest, which is fantastic. If you haven't played Daily Fantasy Guys yet, you want to. And when the show starts, when Razzball Radio goes live Monday to Friday, tentatively at 10 p.m. Eastern every night, we're going to live stream it as a TV show, but also we're going to rip the audio down. But we're going to play every night in DraftKings League. So we'll have a Razzball Radio League. And it'll be like a low-cost league. It'll basically be, come on in and beat Jay, Sky, myself. We'll get like a lot of the guys involved because we're covering a lot of the daily fantasy because a lot of guys are playing. So Razzball.com, tons of daily fantasy advice. And, of course, DraftKings.com is the place to do it if you want to get your daily fantasy on. Again, you know what that is?
No.
Logic, Jay. Logic.
All right.
Hey, have you found a girlfriend yet?
No, I've been on some dates. I know we haven't spoken for a while. I mean, we speak all the time, but in a professional setting, which I guess is the perfect time to talk about dates. Yep. But no, I've been on some dates, so it's been good. Some of them are have been interesting. They kind of are like they kind of look like I need a drink sometimes, but it's hit or miss.
Listen, there's a couple things you can do. Okay, I want to create a profile for you on eHarmony.com, as well as
Matt. Oh my God, no!
What about Cougar Life?
No.
Can I do it on Cougar Life?
No. Those are the types of places where girls go to get chlamydia, and then that seems like a nice way to meet a doctor.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh, Jay. this is why you can't have nice things, Jay. This is why you can't have nice women.
No, but here's the thing. I am on OkCupid. I will give bonus points to anybody who actually finds
me. Are you on OkCupid? Are you on OkCupid? Yeah. How do I look you up? I want to read your profile.
Well, you can go and give it a shot. Those are trade secrets, my friend.
Hold on. Are you there? Is Jay wrong?
It's not that easy.
Oh, I'm not signing up for this. Dude, I'm going to figure out how to hack. If anyone out there, here's the deal. If anyone out there can figure out how to get a copy of Jay Rong's OkCupid profile, email to me, nick@razzball.com. I'll give you a tour ticket when we do the 32 in 32 in 32 fantasy football tour in August.
Wow. I don't know whether to be flattered or scared.
Jay.
Yes.
I miss you, buddy. I'm really excited to spend a month with you in a truck.
I know. It'll be fantastic. It'll be a lot of crazy drinking and or crying, group bonding.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to have to like Swiffer you every day, though. I'm going to need you clean.
Yeah.
Because you've been hanging out on these dating websites. I don't want the chlamydia to like, seep through the or float through the air. I don't know. That's what I know about STDs.
All right, we'll just load it up with Perel and make sure T-Hole isn't invited. So.
Oh, dude. Actually, man, we're gonna need. I got a good piece of advice from Mercedes-Benz when I got the truck. Change the air cabin filters often because I was concerned about the smell.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna get pretty crazy. Scented candles and lots of whiskey just kind of sprayed all over the place, and that should give a nice sting.
So. Sounds like a Japanese massage parlor.
That's the theme that we're going for, I think that's what we got to do. We got to theme the bus up. We got to make it happen. And Matt, 32 days, you're crazy, man. I think you coming from Toronto, I don't know if you understand that in America we have something called traffic, and the 32 days seems pretty impossible.
Yeah, that is why you were a doubter, and that's why you're single. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Jay, we got to get out of here because I got a lot of work to do. Trying to get this show off the ground.
The closet. Yep.
Yeah, seriously. Right now it's in a closet. But I'm getting into studio space. The gear is going to be wicked. We're going to have, like, again, a set, man. It's going to be crazy.
I can't wait, man.
All right, Jay, thanks for joining us on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. You, sir, are a great pinch hitter. Hopefully we'll be back next week with Gray, again, from the closet.
All right. Take care, Nick. Thanks for having me.